the thrilling adventures of an amazing and incredible personality.
Look at what's happened to me. I can't believe it myself. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. It should have been somebody else. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free. Flying away on a wing and a prayer. Who could it be? Believe it or not, it's just me.
Wild, wild, wild. 91.5 WMFO Medford.
This song is about a country I love. You may have heard of it. It's called America.
Hey, I know that country.
Hello, everybody. It's Chris Earle. Time Travel with Chris Earle here with you until 7 p.m. July 4th on the 3rd today. Hope you're having a nice day. It is nice out there. 80s, maybe 90 tomorrow. Find a place to go and have a burger and a dog. Maybe wear no shirt and some swim trunks and drink some drinks.
It's not a place. This country is. It's not a place.
WMFO Medford. My name is Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel, here with you until 7 p.m., playing all patriotic and songs about America. Patriotic songs and songs about America. If you want to call on in, make a request, 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636.
Make his home, the American man. Make his home, the American man. Make his home. WMFO Medford 855-915 WMFO if you want to call in and make a July 4th request on July 3rd. Here with you until 7 p.m. My name is Chris Earle. It's Time Travel.
All hail the American Knight. We'll be right back.
WMFO Medford. It's the 4th and the 3rd here on Time Travel. 855-915 WMFO is the request line. 855-915 WMFO.
Spend my American woman said, get away. American woman, listen what I say. Don't come hanging around my door. Don't want to see your face no more. I don't need your war machines. I don't need your ghetto scenes. Colored lights can hypnotize. Sparkle someone else's eyes. Now, woman, get away.
Happy 4th on the 3rd here on Time Travel with Chris Earle. Here with you until 7 p.m. You want to call in, make a request. I got a number of requests coming up, 855-915-9636. Somebody wanted to know what's going on over the pond on July 4th. I was there in 1990, long, long time ago. And I'm like, wow, this should be interesting. I'm in England on the 4th. Well, you know what they do on the 4th in England? Absolutely nothing. So as a 18-year-old with my friends, we went into the bar and we were singing all kinds of patriotic songs, and the English did not like that. So every year I like to play The Clash on July 4th for my friends over in England who do not like the fact that we seceded from the Union, pretty much. WMFO Medford. Time Travel Chris Earle here with you until 7 p.m. Call on in and make a request. It's July 4th on the 3rd.
Can I put in something like, this is American music. Take one. One, two, three, four. Do you like American music? I like American music. Don't you like American music, baby?
Too many drugs. Did you do?
Yeah, man. An American band. You can't do that anymore. In the 70s, they're just coming to town and they're picking up your women. They're drinking. They're smoking. They're having a good old time. The American band. Not anymore. Now you're going to turn on the X Factor or whatever's on there now. American Idols. Whatever it's called. I don't know. Some kind of competition. That's what tells you what music is now. Anyway, let's go back to the 70s and educate ourselves a little bit with the shot heard around the world. The shot heard around the world. World. That's the word here on Time Travel.
As your body grows bigger,
your mind must flower.
It's great to learn,
cause knowledge is power.
In Schoolhouse Rockin', the chip on the block of your favorite Schoolhouse Rock.
How would you like to hear the shot heard round the world?
The British are coming, the British are coming.
Now the ride of Paul Revere set the nation on its ear, and the shot at Lexington heard round the world. When the British fired in the early dawn, the War of Independence had begun. The die was cast, the rebel flag unfurled, and on to Concord marched the foe to seize the arsenal there, you know, waking folks and searching all around. Till our militia stopped them in their tracks. At the old North Bridge, we turned them back and chased those redcoats back to Boston town. And the shot heard round the world was the start of the revolution. The men were ready on the move. Take your powder, take your gun, report to General Washington. Hurry, men, there's not an hour to lose. Now at famous Bunker Hill, even though we lost, it was quite a thrill. The rebel Colonel Prescott proved he was wise. Outnumbered and low on ammunition, as the British stormed his position, he said, hold your fire till you see the whites of their eyes. Though the next few years were rough, General Washington's men proved they were tough. Those hungry, ragged boys would not be beat. One night they crossed the Delaware, surprised the Hessians in their lair, and at Valley Forge they just bundled up their feet.
Now the shot heard round the world was the start of the revolution. The men were ready on the move. Take your blanket, take your son, report to General Washington. We've got our rights and now it's time to prove.
Showed such determination that they won the admiration of countries across the sea like France and Spain, who loaned the colony ships and guns and put the British on the run and the Continental Army on its feet again. And though they lost some battles too, the Americans swore they'd see it through. Their raiding parties kept up hit and run. At Yorktown, the British could not retreat. Bottled up by Washington and the French fleet. Cornwallis surrendered, and finally we had won.
Hooray! From the shot heard round the world to the end of the revolution, the Continental rabble took the day. And the father of our country beat the British there at Yorktown and brought freedom to you and me and the USA. God bless America.
Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot de la da toot. He blows it A to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him.
He makes a company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B.
He was a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays boogie-woogie bugle, he was busy as a bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump A to the bar. He's a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. Do-do-do-do-da-da, do-do-da-da, do-do-do-do. He blows it A to the bar. He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B.
Every night, and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet, because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle, here with you until 7 p.m. Happy 4th on the 3rd, everybody. You want to call in, make a request, 855-915 WMFO. Maybe a song about the USA, a song about living in the USA. A song about being bored with the USA, like we heard from our friends over in England. Maybe we'll hear from Canada in a moment, too. Until then, how about a little bit more education here? We like to educate as well as entertain here on Time Travel with Chris Earle. More Schoolhouse Rock. This one's called The Preamble here on Time Travel.
The USA, do you know about the government? Can you tell me about the Constitution? Hey, learn about the USA. In 1787, I'm told our founding fathers did agree to write a list of principles for keeping people free.